Section, Olama, RAG, and the local LLM ecosystem. Recent discussions around retrieval augmented generation RAG workflows with Olama highlight both the enthusiasm and practical hurdles facing local LLM deployments. Users seeking private local alternatives to cloud-based tools like Notebook LM are experimenting with setups involving powerful GPUs, such as RTX 3090 and open-source models, yet often run into friction with document handling, language support, and workflow clarity. For example, one user describes the challenge of efficiently processing up to 50 lengthy PDFs, especially in French, and wonders about the impact of tweaking options in Open Web UI or trying emerging tools like LightRag. Elsewhere, another user faces the daunting task of consolidating a fragmented IT asset database scattered across PDFs, emails, spreadsheets, and more. The key question: what's the best entry point for building a local RAG system that can ingest such heterogeneous data and provide actionable insights? Community wisdom points towards leveraging Python for custom pipelines, integrating document loaders, and using Olama's flexibility to select models that fit within available VRAM. For those seeking user-friendly interfaces, the desire for a local LLM with a GUI, akin to a private ChatGPT, remains strong. Solutions like Open Web UI and other frontends for Olama are gaining traction, but most remain works in progress. Users report that while some GUIs offer offline and open source functionality, the ecosystem is still fragmented, requiring manual setup and occasional troubleshooting. The takeaway: while open source LLMs and RAG frameworks are making private on-prem AI more accessible, real-world deployments still demand a mix of technical know-how, experimentation, and patience. Documentation, especially for multilingual and large document scenarios, is lagging behind rapid tool releases. Automated debugging and coding tools. The integration of local LLMs with automated debugging is moving from novelty to practical utility. A new open-source CLI tool, CloyiCloy, demonstrates how terminal errors can be automatically fixed by combining local Olama models with RAG across the user's codebase. The workflow is straightforward. Errors are detected, relevant code context is retrieved, and the LLM generates targeted fixes, all running entirely on the user's machine. The tool also supports integration with Claude 4, further enhancing debugging accuracy. Meanwhile, Gemini CLI offers a similar vision for code writing, debugging, and automation, leveraging Gemini 2.5 Pro with generous usage limits and a focus on developer workflows. These developments reflect a broader shift. AI-assisted coding is increasingly local, private, and customizable. Another notable utility, Dying Claude Code Log, converts Claude Code session logs into clean chronological HTML reports, supporting features like project hierarchy navigation, markdown rendering, and date filtering. This streamlines auditability and knowledge sharing for teams using AI coding assistance. Collectively, these tools signal a move toward more autonomous, context-aware, and privacy-respecting AI coding environments. The open-source community is prioritizing workflows that keep sensitive code and data on-premises, a key concern for many organizations. Quantization, mixture of experts, and model optimization. Model efficiency remains a central theme as the community pushes the boundaries of what's possible on commodity hardware. A technical discussion on quantizing the massive Qwen 3 235B A22B model down to 2 or 3-bit GPT-Q precision for use with inference frameworks like VLLM shows how practitioners are squeezing ever larger models into local VRAM limits, sometimes up to 112 gigabytes, but still far less than what full precision inference would require. Tencent's Hunyuan A13B Instruct exemplifies the latest in mixture of experts MoE architectures. With 80 billion total parameters, but only 13 billion active at inference, the model balances high performance and resource efficiency. Notably, it supports ultra-long 256K token contexts and hybrid inference modes, making it suitable for advanced agent tasks and long document reasoning. The use of grouped query attention, GQA, and multiple quantization formats further boosts efficiency, reflecting a maturing field where smaller, smarter, and faster is the new mantra. On the speech synthesis front, Vina from Maya Research leverages a 3B parameter Llama-based transformer to deliver high-quality, ultra-low-latency text-to-speech in Hindi and English. With 4-bit quantization and support for code-mixed language, Vena demonstrates that efficient models can still deliver production-grade results, especially for linguistically diverse regions. These advances are not just technical curiosities. They're reshaping expectations around what's feasible for local, real-time AI applications across language, vision, and reasoning domains. Model Context Protocol and Registry Initiatives. As the proliferation of LLMs and AI services accelerates, discoverability and standardization are emerging as bottlenecks. The Model Context Protocol is gaining traction as a foundational specification for managing model context and capabilities across diverse deployments. A new community-driven MCP registry provides a centralized repository for MCP server entries, exposing a RESTful API for managing and discovering different MCP implementations, their configurations, and health status. The registry supports both MongoDB and in-memory backends and is designed for easy deployment via Docker or Go with comprehensive API documentation. This infrastructure is critical for building robust, interoperable AI systems, especially as organizations begin to juggle fleets of local, cloud, and hybrid LLMs. The goal is to make context management and model orchestration as plug-and-play as possible, reducing friction for both developers and end users. Self-adapting language models and symbolic AI architectures. A recent research paper, Self-Adapting Language Models, SEAL, tackles one of the long-standing limitations of LLMs, their static nature. SEAL proposes a framework where models can generate their own fine-tuning data and update directives in response to new tasks or knowledge. Instead of relying on external adaptation modules, the model self-edits, restructuring information, setting optimization parameters, or augmenting data, and these edits are then used as supervised fine-tuning signals. Crucially, the process is guided by reinforcement learning, with downstream task performance as the reward. Early experiments show promise for persistent, self-directed adaptation and improved generalization. On a different front, the Symbolic Cognitive System, SCS 2.0, aims to address AI drift and hallucination by layering modular symbolic logic on top of LLM outputs. Components like think, recursive logic, doubt, contradiction validation, and SEAL, finalization lock, are designed to stabilize recursion, detect drift, and enforce symbolic clarity. Unlike prompt engineering or wrappers, SCS is a full cognitive architecture with modules for rollbacks, overload handling, and blunt mode, which strips performative AI behaviors. The architecture is publicly documented and open for exploration and critique. Both projects represent a shift toward more autonomous, resilient, and self-improving AI, whether through dynamic weight adaptation or explicit symbolic reasoning. The skepticism is warranted. These are early steps, and production readiness remains to be proven. Yet the direction is undeniably exciting. Interpreting attention mechanisms, physics meets transformers. A thought-provoking discussion is reimagining the core attention mechanism of transformers through the lens of classical physics. Instead of just mathematical dot products and softmax operations, what if each token in a sequence is treated as a point mass, with attention functioning as a force, akin to gravity or electromagnetism, acting between them? In this Newtonian formulation, the query-key interaction defines the strength and direction of the force, causing tokens to move through vector space. While prior work has connected transformers to physics-inspired models, like energy-based models or attractor dynamics, the proposal here is to fully embrace F equals ma, force equals mass times acceleration, as a guiding metaphor for understanding, and perhaps even improving, attention. Whether this yields new architectures or simply aids intuition remains to be seen. But as attention mechanisms become more complex, and as interpretability becomes a bigger concern, such cross-disciplinary perspectives may offer valuable insights. Instruction-based image editing and multimodal AI progress. The release of FluxPoint 1 Context, a 12B parameter rectified flow transformer, marks a significant step in instruction-based image editing. FluxPoint 1 Context can modify images based on natural language instructions, supporting character, style, and object references without the need for fine-tuning. Its architecture is robust against visual drift, enabling users to refine images through multiple edits while preserving consistency. Trained using guidance distillation, The model achieves efficiency and is available for both research and creative workflows under a non-commercial license. Open weights, APIs, and integration with platforms like Comfy UI and Diffusers make it accessible for developers and artists alike. This release underscores the rapid convergence of language and vision in generative models, with practical implications for design, media production, and scientific research. The ability to iteratively and reliably edit images using text unlocks new workflows that were previously out of reach for non-experts. AI and the Tiny Team Startup Revolution. AI is transforming the startup landscape in ways that go beyond technology. The era of blitz scaling, where success was measured by headcount and capital raised, is giving way to a new metric, revenue per employee. Thanks to automation powered by LLMs and other AI tools, startups are achieving more with smaller teams, focusing on efficiency and sustainable business models rather than rapid expansion for its own sake. This tiny team era is shifting bragging rights from unicorn valuations to lean, high-output organizations. The implications are profound. AI isn't just a tool. It's a force reshaping the very structure of tech companies, reducing barriers to entry and enabling solo founders and micro-teams to tackle problems at scale. Code from paper, probabilistic programming, and tooling evolution. The drive to automate research-to-code workflows is embodied by PaperCoder, a multi-agent LLM system that converts academic papers into structured code repositories. By breaking the process into planning, analysis, and code generation stages, each managed by specialized agents, PaperCoder outperforms strong baselines on benchmarks like Paper2Code and Paperbench, producing faithful code implementations from dense scientific texts. The pipeline can handle both OpenAI and open source models and includes utilities for converting PDFs to structured JSON, streamlining the transition from knowledge to implementation. Meanwhile, Squiggle offers a lightweight, intuitive programming language for probabilistic estimation. Designed to make working with probability distributions easy and fast, Squiggle avoids heavy Monte Carlo simulation where possible, instead relying on analytical approaches for efficiency. Its portability as a small JavaScript RESTscript library supports integration into a wide range of projects. Finally, on the system side, a new proposal for SIMD, single instruction, multiple data support in Rust, aims to make high-performance computing more accessible and safe for the Rust ecosystem. The plan emphasizes minimal dependencies, fine-grained hardware support, and ergonomic APIs, drawing inspiration from mature C++ libraries like Highway. With only 74% of CPUs supporting AVX2, according to Firefox's hardware survey, the focus is on broad compatibility and ease of use. These developments collectively reflect an ecosystem that is not just building bigger models, but also better tools, languages, and abstractions, empowering both researchers and practitioners to move faster, with greater confidence and less overhead.